Chapter 4. Half in, half out. Ugh! Wailed Willa the next morning. I can't stand it. I hate hiding the truth from Camille. Can't we just tell her when she comes today? And ruin the surprise? Asked Emerson. The surprise is ruining our friendship, said Aslan. We hurt Camille's feelings yesterday when we shouted. No! About the boat. I think we should tell her what we're doing. The underwater garden is almost done, said Kendall. She'll find out soon. We've kept quiet this long, said Emerson. Let's not give up now. We'll just have to work harder and finish faster. Let's give Camille the surprise as soon as we can, said Willa. I can tell that she thinks we're acting weird. That's for sure, Kendall nodded. Camille knows something fishy is going on. Kendall was right. Camille did think something fishy was going on. That afternoon, as she walked to the garden after ballet, she thought about how odd and jumpy her friends had acted the day before. They had ignored her suggestions, and when she had asked them questions, their answers were slippery. Camille was pretty sure that the other well-wishers were hiding something from her, which made her feel left out and lonely and sad. Just outside the garden gate, Camille saw Aunt Miranda weeding. I'm glad to see you, Camille, said Miranda. I haven't seen you as often as usually. That's because I'm only here in the afternoons, said Camille. She sighed. Sometimes I think maybe it would be better if I just didn't come to the garden at all. Aunt Miranda sat back on her heels. Why is that? She asked. Because being half and half out is hard, said Camille. I like ballet, but I miss being with the well-wishers. I feel left out, as if I don't know why they're what they're doing. She paused, then went on. I love summer in the garden, but I miss being with my grandmother at the ocean. I feel as if no matter where I am, I'm not where I want to be. I know what you mean, said Aunt Miranda. I love to travel, but I miss the garden when I'm away. So I close my eyes and imagine. That always makes me feel better. That evening at home, Camille thought about what Aunt Miranda had said. She closed her eyes and took a deep breath. Suddenly, she could imagine the ocean so well that she could almost smell it. All salty and tangly and fishy, and feel the water spray tickling her skin. Camille didn't want to lose the picture she had in her mind. So she began to draw it. And when it was done, she wrote down one of the mermaid stories that she used to tell to her grandmother. After writing, Camille felt as if a big heavy weight had been lifted from her heart. The sadness of missing Granny and the ocean and the hurt of being left out by her friends were lessened. She felt light and free, the way she did when she was in the ocean and a huge wave tossed her up like a flying fish. Drawing and writing about the ocean made Camille feel so much better that she decided to draw more pictures and write down all the mermaid stories she could remember and put them together in the book.